morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, February 26th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. The man accused of bringing a leashed, muzzled, and injured wolf into a Sublette County bar has reached a plea agreement less than 2 weeks before his trial. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
In an unexpected turn of events, Cody Roberts and the Sublette County prosecutor reached an agreement. Roberts will change his plea from not guilty to either guilty or no contest to felony animal cruelty. He'll get a reduced punishment of a $1,000 fine and 18 months of probation. That means no hunting, drinking alcohol, or being in bars or liquor stores. The maximum penalty was $5,000 and or 2 years in jail. The five-day trial set for March 9th will no longer happen. In 2024, Roberts supposedly captured a live wolf after hitting it with a snowmobile. He then brought it into a bar where it lay injured on the floor for hours. Game and Fish fined him $250. Footage from that night leaked and sparked international outrage, spurring changes to Wyoming's treatment of predator laws. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
Governor Mark Gordon says he will not pursue the removal of the Platte County commissioners after receiving a verified complaint in November. Gordon said the complaint appeared to have been created using artificial intelligence. He said it was repetitive and used symbols typically used by AI tools. Because of that, Gordon said the complaint had less credibility than if it were created by humans. One of the allegations said two of Platte County's three commissioners met with an energy company about a wind, solar, and battery storage project without allowing members of the press inside. Gordon's decision not to investigate comes after he directed the state attorney general to seek the removal of the Weston County clerk. That's after two batches of verified complaints alleged she committed misconduct while in office. The Wyoming House has sent a bill to the Senate that dictates how federal funds from the Rural Healthcare Transformation Program can be used in the state. In January, it was announced that Wyoming would receive $205 million from the program that was created by the spending and policy package signed into law in July. Wyoming Department of Health Director Stefan Johansson told representatives that the bill creates a perpetuity fund.
As this committee knows, a concept and a funding mechanism that allows us to essentially lock in the federally approved activities that sustain basic care across our communities.
The state will deposit money into the fund annually, and the state treasurer will then invest it. That investment profit will, in turn, be used for programs that will incentivize more physicians to work the state and support 24-hour emergency rooms and ambulances. Johansson said the idea is to make the program sustainable past the 5 years the feds will be doling out money. Two Senate Medicaid-related bills have made the deadline to cross over to the House. Eligibility for Medicaid differs by state. Senate File 6 codifies the current requirements for Wyomingites and adopts new federal regulations. It also requires prior authorization from the legislature if the federal government expands eligibility requirements after July 1st. That bill heads to the House for consideration. Senate File 4 would increase the state's portion of Medicaid reimbursement for EMS services to 100%. It would use a $1.3 million appropriation from the general fund with an equal federal match. By increasing the state reimbursement rate, EMS services will get paid more money to recoup their costs for the next 2 years. The bill will next be considered by the House Appropriations Committee. The Wyoming House passed a bill on Tuesday that would allow students to sue public schools for violating their freedom of expression. As Wyoming Public Radio's Indy Kara reports, it now goes to the Senate.
Under House Bill 159, public schools could be sued for discriminating against or penalizing a student for engaging in religious, political, or ideological expression. Supporters of the bill gave the hypothetical of a student being graded harshly for writing a pro-life essay about abortion. CASPER Representative Jamie Lean says it expands on federal precedent and provides local recourse for families.
It addresses perceived gaps in protections for viewpoints based on expression, particularly in religious or political speech, while incorporating safeguards against abuse.
Those opposed worried that the bill would add a burden on administrators and supersede school policies that already follow the First Amendment. The bill will now be considered by the Senate. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Indy Kara.
U.S. senators got their first chance yesterday to vet Steve Pearce, President Trump's pick to run the Bureau of Land Management. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, questions centered on whether Pearce supports the sale of public lands.
Senator Jim Risch, a Republican from Idaho, emphasized that public lands are important in his state. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, asked whether Pearce still thought the federal government should sell land to pay down the federal deficit, something he wrote in 2012.
Is that something you said some time ago and you no longer believe? Or
Pearce said those remarks came out of sheer frustration and that mass sales of public lands are not allowed under current law.
I recognize the importance of the federal lands and support the missions completely. I do not believe that we have too much federal land sitting in public hands. I know that it creates great stress in the West to have these lands managed from Washington.
Pearce is a former GOP congressman from New Mexico. He says he would back local input. Energy and agriculture groups are among those voicing support for his nomination. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Douglas High School junior basketball player recently broke two school records. The Douglas Budget reports Caden Kapp shot the most three-pointers ever in a quarter and a game. He sank six in the first quarter and another three throughout the rest of the game to hit nine overall. A warm winter day forced a change in plans for an icy dip for charity. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports Special Olympics Wyoming Area 2 athletes and community participants had to get a little creative for their annual Polar Plunge fundraiser. Without a trace of ice on the water at Paul Wataha Recreation Area, they constructed a custom icy pool in the water to make sure participants got as close to the true experience as they could. The Sheridan YO Rodeo has been selected to be part of the 2026 playoff series from the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. The Sheridan Press reports it's rounding out the top 60 highest-paying rodeos in the sport, which makes up the series. And according to Betway, Wyoming has the most diverse taste in genres of movies. The most popular category is horror, followed by documentaries. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who is Big Nose George? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the correct answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, on Saturday, those of us who live here on Earth will see an alignment of six planets in the night sky. What do astronomers call that phenomenon? Astronomers refer to such a planetary alignment as a syzygy. Okay, it was an admittedly nerdy question, but I've always loved that word since I learned it during a 7th grade spelling bee, and I got it wrong. By the way, the correct spelling is S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. Congratulations to Bernie Reynolds, who is the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy your day and join me again tomorrow.